Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the OpenStack Summit in Tokyo, and I'm delighted to have Ravi Varanasi, General Manager of Cloud Security Solutions at Intel, with me. Welcome back, Ravi.
Thank you, Allison.
So, Ravi, we last talked at the Intel Developer Forum, and you did an awesome job. Intel has been talking a lot about getting OpenStack ready for enterprise deployments. Where are we today when we look at OpenStack from a security standpoint?
The ecosystem and the community is coming together with more and more contributions and also seriousness with OpenStack being the orchestrator, OpenStack being the front end for configuring many enterprise-grade features. Lots of companies are talking about their workloads that can be orchestrated, that can be run on specific configurations. So when there is enterprise-grade software, enterprise-grade stability for a workload that has been tested and that is known to be enterprise-grade, it is the schedulers of OpenStack that can be told to enable the right workloads. And that is where visibility and orchestration, a big piece of security, comes in. Now, when we know that a specific workload, whether it's a virtual machine or in some cases a container, having Nova scheduler, for example, in OpenStack, control what gets loaded at what time, at what location, that's very critical for telemetry, for visibility, and for tracking from a security standpoint. OpenStack can be the catalyst for ensuring that these workloads run on an Intel architecture that is optimized and that is secure for these workloads. And Nova Scheduler, just as an example, plays a major role in ensuring that a compute workload will be loaded as long as the location is verified, the Intel architecture is verified to be trusted, attested, with the right crypto keys, with the right solution, and then the OpenStack Scheduler brings up this VM in question.
Are you at the point thinking that this is something that can deploy in enterprises today, no problem, and that we've done a job at Intel in optimizing OpenStack to take advantage of underlying hardware platform features, or is there more work to be done?
This is something that can be deployed in enterprise today, but are we there at a stage where we can just take the OpenStack components from Celiometer to everything to monitor something and use that as part of our enterprise-grade workloads? I think the answer is we can start with that. And every company, whether it's a CSP or an enterprise, needs to take this contribution, test it for their environments to make sure that the performance, scalability, and stability for their customized environment is verified and then deployed. The reason why you have to go with OpenStack is you're following a common API, a common interface, for everybody to talk to and everybody to consume their resources from.
Now let's drill down into the Intel technologies. Last OpenStack, we talked about the cloud integrity technology, and I know that you guys have made a lot of progress with the ecosystem on that. Can you just give a refresher to the audience about cloud integrity technology and how that fits into our broader security strategy?
Ensuring that there is a level of trust with the root of trust locked up in hardware so nobody can tamper with it, and Intel standing by its root of trust to guarantee that any of these workloads that are coming up with the known configuration, known version of the code, and known integrity of the code. That is the need of the day, and we solve that problem with Cloud Integrity Technology, CIT. We are here now with the CIT 3.0, where the workloads can not only be attested and trusted, they can even be encrypted with confidentiality. So you are now guaranteeing integrity and also confidentiality as you move these workloads into, say, OpenStack Glance to store the elements and then bring them up remotely in a hybrid cloud provider environment.
You just described a great value proposition. What are you exploiting in the underlying platform to deliver those capabilities? And how do you ensure that this technology is optimized for OpenStack?
Everybody talks about root of trust with Intel hardware, where we store location information in some Intel architecture that cannot be tampered with. And with Intel's root of trust starting from the boot process all the way through the virtual machine to the application, we have a chain of trust that we are ensuring. That's the uniqueness we bring in along with encryption and key management, where the keys remain in a tamper-proof fashion. This provides you the guarantees of a platform and application level trust and security, and that is something that we can assure through SLAs.
You mentioned containers earlier. Can you walk us through what you've accomplished in terms of optimizing CIT within the container space as well?
The design of the containers itself is in such a way that by default, it does not have the isolation that the virtual machines provide today. And that's where the security problems start. With Intel VT, with our own key management, and our ability to allocate specific containers to specific cores within the Intel processor, we are addressing the fundamental issue of security that containers have when they were born. That's the lack of multi-tenancy. So we are solving the isolation. We are solving the encryption needs to separate the containers because there are a bunch of libraries shared between tenants today. We're making sure that ease and flexibility is still there, but protected where one library doesn't compromise the contents of the other one. And that's where we started. So with Docker and with some of its peers, CIT is becoming a core offering in the base OS that Docker releases, saying it's a default ingredient from Intel that Docker will release for us if everything that we're talking about goes forward. On top of this base OS, bare metal OS integrity, Intel is providing plugins above the context of the OS, kernel in this case, to provide attestation of containers that are above the OS. So an application that resides within the container can now be integrity checked, taking our story of chain of trust all the way to a containerized application.
Network has been a hot topic at the summit this time. What are we doing in terms of network security, and how does that differ from what we're doing with the technologies that you've just talked about?
Whenever we say network and network security, people talk about controllers with SDN, and people talk about various elements of the network, whether it's a VNF, we call it virtual network function. Most of the network providers that we speak to are adhering to the Neutron interfaces and Neutron helping them bring up these VNFs, whether it's a routing element, a switching element in a virtual form like a vSwitch, or a firewall element like a virtual firewall. So the most important concern that the network providers have today is the compromise of the controller itself. So when somebody compromises the controller, you can bypass the firewall, you can bypass network configuration and skip the policies and create havoc. So guaranteeing that the integrity of the controller is assured from the hardware level and above is the problem we solve. Secondly, the NFV in this case, if it's an open vSwitch that we have, making sure that the integrity of the switch is protected and the switch can then be free to make its decisions, that's very important. And we make network switches in the virtual form a fundamental, trusted, and attested element of the stack. And above this, there are multiple VNFs, but routing, switching, security functions, load balancing functions, any VNFs like this that run above the stack at the hypervisor level are supposed to be tested with integrity. For that matter, any daemon that runs in a Linux environment or even a Microsoft Windows environment will be within the purview of our attestation and trust.
Ravi, I'm so glad that you came by to spend some time with us today. It's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for sharing the latest in security innovation within OpenStack from Intel.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.